Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to But It's Haunted, episode 12. I bet you just listened to 11 just now, because I put out two. Heck yeah.
Bold of you to assume.
Bold of me to assume is correct, but anyway. Ha! Now that the tuberculosis is out of the way. How are you?
Not good.
Me either. How are you?
Awful.
Great.
What a week.
Yeah.
What a fucking
week. What a day. Yeah. Or 2 days.
2 days. 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah. First, they had to dig up our whole floor and wall.
Yep.
Then we got rear-ended.
Yeah.
And I can't sleep with my little baby kitty tonight because she's at my mom's.
What a life, guys. What a life.
I'm sad.
My back hurts.
My neck hurts. My neck. My back.
Maybe don't continue that.
Maybe not.
Thanks for fixing our cracks.
I'm going to cut that part out.
That was good.
No, you're not.
I might.
No, you won't.
I might.
Crickets.
Right. Good place to insert the crickets.
I thought that was funny.
You're the only one.
No, that was good.
Apparently you and Kayla are the only ones. The whole apartment's dusty.
Oh, my God.
From them tearing. Oh, my. Look at it.
Is it?
Yes, look at the TV. From them drilling, digging up, breaking the wall.
I'm pretty sure that I brushed my teeth with dust this morning.
Ew.
That sounds like a good way to start your morning.
Yeah.
Some Listerine, some dust.
Right. Anyway.
I think we use Crest.
Mouthwash? I think it's Crest. It's Crest Clinical.
Yeah.
Are we having a toothpaste discussion right now?
Yeah.
Apparently.
I use Colgate. No, I use Crest.
I don't really like Colgate. Our toothpaste is Aquafresh.
Yeah, because that's like the I don't really know, to be honest with you.
But our mouthwash is Crest.
Well, guys, hopefully it only goes up from here.
Hopefully.
I mean, we're already at the bottom.
And by up, we don't mean in flames. So.
Started from the bottom, now we're still on the bottom.
Take it easy, Jimmy Brooks. Anyway.
I'm fucking dead.
Are you scrolling Facebook right now? No. Oh, you're looking for your stupid jokes.
I am.
Okay.
I'm being productive.
All right. So, aside from all that, we're back with episode 12.
And?
It's a doozy. We didn't get kicked out by the police, so that's a plus. I didn't get physically attacked.
I mean, you kind of did.
Did I?
Yeah.
When?
You were, like, blinded.
Yeah, but nothing, like, hit me or I guess I was physically attacked. I guess you could count that as physically attacked. Something physical happened to me, but I wasn't, like, pushed or my hair wasn't pulled and I wasn't scratched is what I meant. I wasn't physically abused.
Right. I mean, right, but still.
I guess. So, where did we go? We went to
Rock-a-Dundee Road.
In Hamden, Massachusetts.
I don't know how to say it.
It's literally 2 seconds away from Canada.
Oh wow,
Connecticut. Connecticut.
I don't know if it's Summers, Connecticut, or Stafford, Connecticut. I was kind of unsure.
Probably depends where you enter.
Yeah.
But either way, it's, like, literally right.
Yeah, like, literally.
Next town over is Connecticut. So.
Me and Maggie got out of the car and we're hopping back and forth between, I almost said Canada, too. Connecticut and Massachusetts.
Yeah, I was skating in two states at one time.
Yep.
So, Rock-a-Dundee Road.
In Hampden?
No, Hamden.
Hamden, whatever.
Connecticut. Or
Massachusetts.
Can we get it together?
Massachusetts. Jesus.
Is said to be haunted by the ghosts of a woman with a hatchet, a young boy, and a group of teenagers. There's also a couple of other things that supposedly haunted as well, but we'll get to that. The road is completely surrounded by woods. And when I say completely, I mean completely. There's houses on the road.
They're pretty
you
spread
can't
out.
Really see them. I don't think they have
they're
long
back.
Driveways.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're set pretty far back into the wilderness. The wilderness must be explored. Anyway.
So when you first enter the road, it's like gravel and then eventually it turns into dirt. and dirt. You end up in either Summers or Stafford, Connecticut. I don't remember which one. The road eventually turns to Camp Road, which has an abandoned summer camp on it. We did not go there.
No.
But I feel like we should at some point.
I mean, yeah, but perhaps not with my car that bottoms out every 10 seconds.
Right. That's
and it true. Was, yeah, the weather wasn't great.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, the rain.
So, one of the legends about this road is of a young boy who was struck by a school bus. In his honor, a gazebo was constructed. Some people have said that he was hit by a drunk driver, and his ghost haunts the road as, like, a hitchhiker. But he was actually, like, a four-year-old boy who they call John, who lived on the road, and he died in 1993, but he wasn't hit by a bus. They put the memorial there for him that says bus stop because he always wanted to ride a bus, I'm pretty sure, is what I read. But people have stood in the gazebo and claimed that they've heard crying of a young boy.
Hmm.
I didn't see a young boy or hear a young boy.
Neither.
But the gazebo was really nice.
It was.
It was nice. Yeah. I mean, I was waiting for a little boy to appear, but he didn't, so. The hatchet lady?
Well, I'll get to that one.
Oh.
But yeah, I guess the little boy, like, died of a brain tumor or something.
That's sad.
It is very sad.
I'm confused. Was it a brain tumor or the bus?
I think he actually died of a brain tumor.
But he was hit by a bus?
No.
So I think they
he actually did die of a brain tumor. But I think people over time took the gazebo and then started this whole story that he got hit by a bus to make it creepy.
Right, and because it says our bus stop in memory of him.
So I don't think that the ghost boy is, I don't know.
I mean, maybe, but
Well, I mean, I feel like if he got hit by a bus and then having a gazebo built a bus stop is probably
kind of weird, right. A little uncomfortable. You know, but I guess he did die of a brain tumor.
Yeah.
So.
So another story says that 10 teenagers hung themselves in a row within the woods, resulting in the quote-unquote Rockadundee spirit. Police denied any claims of this event occurring, but people have reported that as children, adults saw the actual ropes used.
Hmm.
So, like, does that make sense?
Well, no. When I was driving, I did see a rope.
Well, I think what they're saying is, like, people who are adults now, when they were children, they saw the ropes.
Oh,
right. That's what I am getting from that.
Okay.
Right.
And then there's the hatchet lady.
Okay.
So, supposedly, in the 1960s, Rockadundee Road was not an official street, but it was an unmarked dirt path which ran through the woods. And Howlett Road was the same, which is, like, kind of parallel to that. The woods were said to be home to a vile and hate-filled woman. People have said that she was an old witch who lived on the road who needed humans, particularly teenagers, for rituals and incantations. I can't read.
A spell?
Oh, I don't know.
So maybe that's why they hung themselves. Maybe she made them.
Right. It says she would find people who became stuck on the road, hack them up with an axe, and bring them back to her shack.
Well, good thing we didn't get stuck, per se.
Right. So, actually, a man encountered the hatchet lady.
Okay.
It says, on a brightly lit night, he decided to cut through the woods to make it home. He didn't believe in her, nor was he afraid of her. But his nerves wore thin as he waltzed through the shadowed forest. He began hearing footsteps and scratching on trees. So he started walking faster, and his paranoia was getting the better of him. He heard a sharp thunk on the side of a tree behind him, which is kind of weird because we did see that tree that looked like
it had been hatcheted. I don't think hatcheted is a word.
It had been hatcheted.
I mean, yeah, it looked like it had been hatcheted. I don't fucking
know. It looked like it had been hatched with a hatchet or an axe.
Yeah, I was going to say hatcheted, guys.
Hatcheted.
Not a word.
Yes, today. Word of the week, hatcheted. Since we forgot to pick one.
He saw the shadow of what appeared to be a woman, and in her left hand was a hatchet. So she screamed bloody murder, I guess, and lunged at him. He took off running for his house, and to this day, people claim to hear her screaming and see her on the roadside. And I guess she existed 50 years ago. So she's an old, rotten, blood-stained hatchet witch that haunts Rockadundee Road.
I want to be her when I grow up.
People have seen her on the cemetery on, what was that road?
Skantic
Road. People have claimed to have seen her supposedly in that
cemetery. So she's a real lady?
I'm not really sure.
Because 50 years ago wasn't that long ago.
Right.
I mean, if she was, like, older then,
I feel like she's not a real lady. I feel like it's probably, like, a
like an urban legend.
Or something, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, if she was a real lady 50 years ago, she's probably 100 now.
Right.
She's probably not living.
I can't see her going out and hatcheting people.
Hatcheting?
Hey, I'm just using your spin on words, guys.
All right.
So this also happened on the road as well. A couple stopped for some alone time. When they tried to leave, their car wouldn't start, so the guy got out, told his girlfriend to wait. I feel like that's
a reoccurring thing. This is similar to Tower Hill Road.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, apparently, she waited for him, and she heard, like, brushing against the roof of the car. She assumed it was a branch, and she fell asleep. Why you would fall asleep on that road, I really have no fucking clue.
Well, that also happened at Tower Hill Road.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sleeping on these fucking roads.
Right, but I feel like stories are starting to, like, mesh together.
Right. So she was awakened by the police in the morning, and she became overwhelmed with terror as she saw the grisly scene of her boyfriend dangling from a branch by a rope, and his shoes were grazing the roof of the car.
Oh.
So that's fucking weird.
How do you fall asleep for the entire night peacefully, knowing that your boyfriend is
I
out
could
there?
Sleep. Through anything.
And knowing that your boyfriend...
You slept through the jackhammering of our floor today.
I could sleep through anything.
You did too.
But I was in the other room with the door closed and a pillow over my head. But, and when I fell asleep, they weren't jackhammering. Right.
But the thing is, how could she fall asleep knowing that her boyfriend was out on this dark fucking road?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And it doesn't say when this happened.
Maybe she didn't like her boyfriend very
years
much.
Ago, this wasn't even an actual road.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you fall asleep and...
Oh, wait, so do you think this happened recently?
No, I don't think so. Like, how do you fall asleep knowing that you're waiting for, like, you're in the middle of nowhere? Like, I don't know.
In the middle of nowhere, you have... I don't know. There's no cell phone service out there.
No,
there's not.
At all.
Like, Kayla has Verizon, Katie has Sprint, I have AT&T, and none of us had service.
Nope.
But if you once you, like, get off the road, then you have service. Well, I had service. Like, immediately exiting the road, I get service.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I have, mine like, one was, bar, but, like, it yeah. wasn't going to be
mine. I didn't have any.
Didn't.
When we were on the road. Yeah, nothing.
I didn't get any service. The first time we drove down it, I got service as soon as we got off the road. But the rest of the night, I had no service until we, like, left the area completely.
Which is really fucking weird. So there's also another story.
Okay.
It is about a red or a black truck. People are not really sure, probably because it happens at night, so you can't see. It will tailgate you and either run you off the road or mysteriously disappear.
Boy, will it.
And this has happened to multiple people who have visited the road,
including us. Right.
And
but it wasn't on the road.
No, it wasn't on the actual Rockadundee Road.
No, it was off of Howlett Road.
It was past Howlett.
But it was, like, the next road.
Well, no, we drove by, and there was, like, that castle-y looking thing, and we just kept driving straight.
Yeah, like, Howlett Road was on the right, and we kept going.
Yeah. So that was really fucking scary, because Katie was just like, let's go this way.
Yeah.
And we were not expecting the road to turn into, like, a fucking trail.
Yeah, I was not expecting that at all.
But we'll get to that. That's later in the night. So, is that it for your history of Rockadundee Road?
Yeah, but, I mean, if you want me to read these.
No. What is it?
Things that have happened to
oh,
people.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, these are just some things that I found that, like...
No.
No.
No, have
not really.
Have actually happened to, like, real
well,
people.
Well, these are other people's accounts of what happened to them.
Right.
We don't know if they're real.
So, I'm going to read this, like, as it's written. So, it says, So one night we decided to go to Rocka Dundee to just be stupid and get scared. We left around 8 and we were over there around 9. This was my first time as well as my friends. but we weren't that scared. That time nothing strange happened. 2 days later, on May 23rd, 2008, we decided to go with a group of friends. It was me and 5 other friends and we decided to go a little later this time. We got to Rocka Dundee after 10. We made it to the end of the road and turned around to go back. On the way back, we decided to stop and get out of the car to make it a little more exciting. So we got out.
Woohoo! Big summer blowout!
We saw lights that kept coming back and disappearing. They sort of looked like the lights a lighthouse has. So we jumped in and drove deeper. We stopped again and all got out. 2 of the boys decided to run down the road and run back. And quickly they did and came back. Then me and one of the other girls ran down and ran back because we slid on rocks. I'm not really sure what this has to do with anything. Then we saw a light and heard a voice, and we all jumped in the car and drove off. Going 65 miles an hour, we almost...
There's no way anyone was going 65 miles an hour down this road. So I'm calling bullshit on their entire story now.
Hit a teenage kid who ran up to the car with a bat and smashed the driver's side mirror.
Whoa, wait. They hit somebody?
They almost hit someone.
Oh.
The driver's side window suddenly began to roll down out of nowhere, and we came up on about 7 more teenagers all throwing rocks and sticks wearing black. We sped out onto that dirt road, making every turn perfectly. If it hadn't happened differently, I honestly don't think we would have made it out alive. Legend has said that there is 10 teenage boys who hung themselves and became the Rocka Dundee spirits, and we believe that is what we came across.
I believe not going 65 miles an hour down that road is humanly possible.
Yeah, I don't either.
You would have bottomed out. I don't care what you were driving. It's not possible.
I was going 25 and I bottomed out.
And there's no way you're making all of those turns going 65 miles an hour and you're not spinning out.
Or crash.
So, like,
yeah, I call bullshit.
Yeah.
I call bullshit on that story, but it's still.
All right, whatever. I mean, people probably call bullshit on our stories too, but.
True.
I mean, if you're gonna.
This one is real creepy.
Is it really long?
No.
Okay.
So this person, they had a cell phone in their car, which was not turned on or even registered. They're sitting on the road and suddenly. The phone turned on and vibrated as if it had a text message, which they found odd because there was no service and the phone didn't even have a phone number. He looked at his friend and took out the phone, opened it, and the phone read, "Hello, Steven," which was his name. So he freaked out and threw the phone out the window and he hadn't found it since. Someone then commented in reply to that and said they found the phone nailed to a tree in the middle of the woods.
What the hell?
That's creepy. That gives me a little bit chills.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That is creepy.
I have another one that's long.
I don't want a long one. Well, like, people don't make...
You're, like, not down for it today.
No, it's not that. It's just they're so long. There's, like, we slid on rocks. There's so much, like, unnecessary detail.
Well, this one is just about, like, they were being followed.
By a ghost.
They can hear our follow-up story.
And they also said, whoever said they were going 65, I doubt it. I was hitting 45.
And it becomes impossible to drive.
Yeah.
So kudos to you, replier.
I know.
For saying the same thing I said.
But yeah, this one just talks about how they were followed by someone. And the car was like beeping at them and flashing its lights.
And see, like, I feel like, though, when you get...
It was a truck.
When you get into, like, areas, the locals get very, like, protective.
Right.
And territorial.
Especially, that's a more expensive place, too. Like, it's, like, an expensive area.
It didn't look that expensive. They didn't even have a gas station.
They had, like, a castle.
They had a castle could have been...
Those houses were gorgeous.
No.
They were only, like, $300,000.
Yeah, that's not a very expensive area.
That's weird.
But thank you, Zillow.
There's a couple of other stories about this place, too.
Okay.
A couple was going down the road. A male was driving, a female was in the passenger seat. The male started speeding up and was scaring her, and she started yelling at him to slow down, and he looked over, and his eyes were black. And he continued to speed up and slammed into a tree, and supposedly he was possessed.
Oh.
And then also I read some things that said that the lake that we went to, there's
Jason Voorhees.
I mean,
I said that when we were driving.
So she supposedly drowned there.
Mm-hmm.
And
like the same lady?
No.
Oh, a different lady.
A different one.
Okay.
And you supposedly see her spirit if you say like TikTok three times or something.
Kesha? Kesha?
But yeah.
Well then.
What the hell is it going?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean the wall. It's our friend upstairs.
Rolling around on the floor again.
She has a walker.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So we can get into what happened with us.
Yes.
And do you want to know what that starts with?
What?
Would you like to read the first line?
Sure. Okay.
What?
Our first terrible encounter was Kayla is afraid of slippery leaves. Kayla said, oh my god, the leaves are really wet. And I said, I know, go slow. And Maggie said, nothing's going to happen, you guys are stupid.
I was afraid the car was going to skid.
Me too, because like, you know when you walk on wet leaves, you like fall? Almost slip?
I mean, it's possible, but realistically, Kayla was going like 5 miles an hour. Nothing's
still wet
That's
leaves,
That's not
man.
True. I ripped a rock out of the ground.
Wet leaves, man.
That's because your car hangs because it's broken. Mine is broken now, too.
Right, so maybe we should stop talking shit.
Facts.
Anyway, but what really happened?
So
the first thing we noticed was the tree.
Right. We noticed the tree looked like it was cut or scraped or...
It looked like someone was picking at it with an axe.
And then it also said violent as we pulled up.
The spirit box said violent.
Which I'm pretty sure we were talking about the hatchet.
Yeah, well, it was downpouring.
Right.
Like, pretty bad.
Yeah.
So we couldn't get out of the car. And we also couldn't drive down the part of the road that was dirt.
Because I wouldn't have a car right now.
Well, not only that, but you wouldn't be able to see how deep the puddles were and where anything was. So we didn't go down there. So we stopped right before you entered Connecticut.
Right.
But, yeah. Just so we're all clear that it was pouring.
You and I saw a shadow person walk across the road.
Yep.
And we kept seeing movement of some kind in this little clearing.
Right.
That was creepy.
Yeah, it was.
And then you said that you got a really bad headache out of nowhere, and the spirit box said bleak, which I don't know.
I did get a really bad headache. I felt like something was definitely in that clearing.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was an animal or...
Well, you said you thought you saw something shiny.
It did. You saw it, too.
I saw it, yeah.
It was like something was, like, glistening, but there was no...
Like, it could have been the rain. Like, you can't really say.
Right. But it was just, it was still weird.
It was weird.
A couple of things that were very weird were the spirit box said suicide.
Right.
Right.
And those, the 10
And it
kids.
Also said spirit.
It did. It
Which
said spirits
10
first,
kids.
I think.
No, it said
no, it, it said it after. The 10 kids hung themselves
on
so
that
they
road.
Committed suicide. It became the Rock of Dundee spirit. So that right. was really weird.
I don't know if it's a coincidence or what.
Right.
That seems significant, though.
That was really, it was pretty strange.
Something tickled my leg in the car.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah,
that,
I remember that,
happened. That. It was very strange.
So when we parked on the opposite side, you said something was outside of the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were, like, telling me to drive. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I think that I wrote that. Yeah, I did write that.
Because that's when I was shining the flashlight into the woods, and the flashlight kept dying.
Yeah.
It kept blinking off, on, off, on.
Well,
honestly, we should probably clarify, like, these flashlights are brand new. Like, this is happening, like, pretty frequently, but these flashlights are brand new.
And it doesn't
and
happen.
With batteries.
It doesn't happen
anywhere else.
No.
Nope.
And it's not the same flashlight every time.
No, it was a different flashlight.
Well, something tickled my leg, and then we saw a phantom car. Do you remember that? The
yes,
first
the
one?
The first one, yep.
It's like it was there,
and then
it
wasn't.
Gone.
That was weird.
And it was coming up on us
quickly. Yeah.
And then it just vanished.
And there was nowhere to turn, either. Like, they would have had to, like...
Well, this isn't the time that we were followed. This is before.
Yeah,
that.
No, I know. But, like, there was really, like, nowhere to go.
There's nowhere you could turn around quickly on any
of these
roads.
Yeah, like, I would have noticed.
And I don't
know. They would have had to do like a 3-point turn.
Right.
There's no way.
And we were hearing noises in the woods. Granted, it was raining.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't.
It was hard to tell what was what.
Right.
But I felt like we were being watched while we were there, too.
Yeah. I definitely felt like we were being watched.
I felt like we were being watched more on the other side. The second side.
Yeah.
Than like, the when the side. Rain was falling on us.
On the car, yeah.
Like, facing back
facing to leave, yeah. I felt like we were being watched more.
Yeah, I didn't like that side at all.
No. You didn't like it immediately, like, the second we pulled up there.
The spirit box said capture.
Mm-hmm.
Which... The hatchet lady supposedly captured people and hacked them.
Right.
The flashlight was going on and off on its own. And then your car was smoking.
Yeah, it was.
Or I don't know what it was doing. I don't even know if that was your car.
I don't either because it was like going up in front of like the
It was
the
coming. Headlights. Yeah, it was coming up on both sides of the car.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, the exhaust would have done that. I'm pretty sure she has two.
True. I have two pipes.
It could have been the exhaust.
But it just looked weird.
I mean, you also have to remember that we've been doing this in the summer. It hasn't really been cold, so you haven't really seen the exhaust.
No, I know, but it's like we were sitting there forever, and then it just randomly started happening.
That's true. True. But I'm not going to say it was anything.
And then right after that happened, I saw a blurry face in the windshield.
Right.
So.
Which is so fucking weird.
Right.
And there was, like, cold spots next to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys felt them.
Well, yeah, it was, yeah.
I didn't feel cold at all.
You saw something jump from the tree or fall out of the tree.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know if it jumped, but. It was like something came down from one part of the tree and went to the next part of the tree. Could have been an animal.
Oh, and then we had the rocks hanging from the thing, and they started like going.
Oh yeah, it. When I had the
oh my god, I forgot about that.
The rocks were hanging from the mirror.
The protection rocks.
Yeah, and then they started swinging like crazy,
which was so
which
weird.
Was weird.
I wish we took a video of that.
I know. Yeah. And then you saw something next to your window.
Yeah, and after I saw something next to my window, I felt really uncomfortable, and...
So we left.
We left, and we turned
That's
right.
when I said, when we got to the end of the road, I said, no, go that way.
Right.
I was like, I feel like it's active over there, for some reason.
You were right.
Yeah, so we were driving, and, like I said, we went past Howlett Road, because Howlett Road was maintenance or whatever, it had that sign.
Right.
We couldn't make it down there. Like, nobody, it was un...
Well, can I just explain this real quick? So, we were driving down there, and I saw, like, taillights, but, like, well, headlights, but they were, like, a ways back. Like, they weren't really that close to me at that point. Like, there was, like, a hill. Like there was a distance between us.
They were like, probably, like, a mile back.
Yeah.
Easy.
So, I was driving slow, but I wasn't going that slow. Like, I was, like, going probably 30, which I think, in a residential area, not bad. So, he started, like, coming up on me, like, quick.
Yeah, he got, like right
on your
ass.
He got right up my ass, like, bad.
And it was a truck.
It was a pickup truck. And he was, like, he was wicked freaking close. And I started, like, panicking, and you guys were, like, really freaking out.
Well, there's nowhere to go.
You seemed to be more calm than me.
I had to be, because I would have, like, killed us if not.
There was nowhere.
But Katie was like, oh my god.
I was having a panic attack.
Oh my god.
Well, because, you know, A, he could have been a weird local who was, like, territorial.
Right.
And was going to shoot us for being on these roads or whatever. B, the road was so long, there was absolutely nowhere to turn around if he was behind us.
Yeah, there was no
road. And I was afraid to turn down any other.
There was no road. There was nowhere to turn.
There was no
road. It was one straight shot.
I ended up turning in a field.
Yeah, and, like,
but that was how far away. Like, it was, like, 3 miles.
Yeah.
But the fucking weirdest part about that is we were driving on dirt. It was raining.
Yeah.
When we turned around and we were going back, we only saw
one
your tire marks.
Yeah. There were no tire marks from him.
From him, yeah.
And he just disappeared.
Yeah, he was, like, just gone.
He was there and then he wasn't. There's no way he could turn a truck around on that road.
No. But we saw taillights, though. Remember?
Yeah.
For a second.
Literally, like,
it was like somebody picked the car up and turned it around.
Right.
And then it just was gone.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not like he did a 3-point turn. He didn't pull in. There was no driveways to pull in. There was nowhere to pull in.
And then as we finally were able to turn around because We were just going to keep going.
Until we didn't hit civilization.
We didn't know if we were going to even hit civilization.
Right, or this road was never ending.
So you guys had, like, the GPS up, and it wasn't helping at all.
On the map, yeah, it was, like, never-ending. There was no pull-offs. There was no nothing. It went all the way into Connecticut, through the middle of the woods. We were in Connecticut. I know, I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying, when you start on the road, you're in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I know.
So there's just no...
And it was dirt all the way down.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know if it turned back into gravel or what.
I don't know. I don't know if it did either, but I ended up turning in like it was grass, like where I ended up turning around. Right.
Like a field. I don't.
And then we only saw your tire marks. Like, yeah. There's no way that.
A big truck didn't leave tire marks.
Right.
In the wet.
Right.
In the wet. And right. Then you lost your vision when we were coming down.
I lost my vision.
She was like, I can't see!
No, I got really, really, really lightheaded.
Yeah, but you were like, I can't see.
Well, yes,
like you were
but first out. I got lightheaded, and then it looked like I was underwater. Is the best way I can.
I'm gonna put you underwater.
Good, go ahead. Make sure my airways are open so I can inhale as much as I possibly can
you
and die.
Guys, bath for that to happen.
Do you want me to? We have one now. We have one now.
So it wasn't really like I couldn't see anything. It was like I was underwater, and it was scary. But it came back. It didn't come back until. I didn't complete, like, I was throwing water in my eyes and everything. It didn't...
Until we hit town, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then at one point, Maggie went in to go get us all medicine, and she came back with a pharmacy.
Yeah.
That was before.
That was before, that was when she just had saying. Saying.
She had 75 boxes of medication.
Literally.
So. No, I had...
Like, six.
Like, there was, like, a variety.
You had Excedrin, Tylenol, Aleve, Advil, and Pepto.
Always Pepto.
Yeah. You're right. I spent, like... $15.
That's crazy.
Christ.
Well, you said that you needed something. I didn't know what to get.
Oh my god.
Let's bring back the pharmacy.
Really? So after that, we got followed, we left.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't down for that.
Oh, and if anyone wants to know, Hamden, it's kind of near Springfield.
Yeah. We couldn't find a restaurant. So we went to Outback.
It's not that we couldn't find one. It's we couldn't find one that we wanted to go to, I feel like.
Yeah,
I wasn't feeling anything.
They didn't have a lot of options. So we ended up at Outback. So there's
Welcome to Erie Eats.
There's no Erie Eats this week. Anyway.
Welcome to Absent Erie Eats.
Okay. Are we done talking about the road?
No, we left. Nothing else happened.
Yeah, but I feel like the last road that we went to was Tower Hill, yes?
No, yes.
Was it
Tower Hill or was it,
We went to more than one?
We went to Tower Hill, we went to Wolf Island.
Oh.
I think
nothing happened on either of them, did they?
No,
not really.
We usually don't have good luck with roads.
Well, I think the road redeemed itself.
I wouldn't say it redeemed itself. I mean, it was definitely a little bit active, but...
And redeemed itself more than the last places.
Yeah. I feel like it would have been better if it wasn't raining. That's like it.
Well, because you couldn't really hear much. You couldn't get out.
Like, I felt something was there, but it was hard to appreciate it because it was downpouring. So it was hard to tell what was what.
I really enjoyed the drive there, though.
Yeah.
It was pretty. Nice. It was, like, scenic.
Yeah.
There was that haunted hospital down the street, too. We didn't get to check it out.
Because it's active.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't really down the street.
It was 30 minutes.
The Belchertown School of what?
The Belchertown State Hospital for the Feeble-Minded. A.K.A. the two of you.
Fuck. I do want to go there, though.
I do, too. It was on my list, but I didn't realize that it was an active hospital.
I don't think all of it is active.
Well, no, I know, but the fact that the front portion of it is going to make it tough to sneak in.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to park at
the fact that it's right next to a police station.
I'm not worried about the police.
Okay.
We're going to have to park somewhere, like the CVS or whatever, and walk sneakily.
We will do no such thing.
You probably won't, because you're always afraid of getting arrested.
Yeah.
Kayla.
Maggie should be, too. Is it raining really bad right now?
Fine.
I don't really know what it's doing.
It's windy.
Overall, I think it was a decent time.
It was good.
Time.
It was worth it.
The weird thing, though, is I've never seen anything about this place.
No, me either. Of all my researching, again, this happened. Never saw anything, never read anything, never came up anywhere that I've looked.
And we've been doing this for how long?
Like a good 3 months now. And
have you
plus, ever? Aside from that, all the times that I've looked for just places to go in general over the years,
right.
Never heard of this place, and then it just showed up.
Right.
So it was worth the trip. I just wish it wasn't raining.
Yeah, it was a cool place, though.
I would say it's definitely haunted, for sure.
Haunted scale. What's the scale?
I don't think we should rate it, because the rain kind of hindered our investigation.
Fair enough.
But I will say that it is active.
It's active. I don't necessarily think that
I didn't feel
all of these legends.
No,
I don't know.
Me either. I didn't feel like anything was like necessarily there to hurt anyone or anything like that.
I mean, it said violent.
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't get that vibe. I got a vibe that something was there, but not anything evil. So I liked it. It was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Worth it.
It's definitely worth it. I mean, even the places that we haven't really gotten anything, I feel like it's still fun.
Yeah. It's like fishing.
Gotta be patient.
Yeah. I'm the worst fisherman.
Yeah, you are. And you left the fucking bait in the water for 3 seconds.
You gotta jig it so they'll come.
I just like to cast the thing. Honestly, I don't really like fishing that much.
Nobody asked you.
Oh, all right.
I like lake fishing. It was good. I dug it. Anyway. So, yeah.
What?
I don't know. Unfortunately, there's no Eerie Eats. But
I mean, we can talk about what we ate.
Nah.
And how the server's name was Maggie.
And how she forgot our appetizer.
Yeah, she
but did. She took it off the bill. Hey.
Anyway.
I had a free appetizer anyway. Hey.
She didn't even mention that.
No.
Anyway. So.
Because we had to say what?
I don't know.
I don't remember. It was something about a NASCAR racer.
Yeah. Who, instead of Eerie Eats, I, against my better judgment, have decided to allow Kayla to say 2 jokes.
What? How yeah. did I not know about this?
She said it earlier.
Yeah, it's what I've been looking for.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Well,
no one ever listens to me.
No one ever listens to me!
Here's Kayla with her 2 jokes, and they better be good, or I'm just going to cut them out.
Ready?
Okay, ready.
Crickets.
Okay.
What do mummies like listening to on Halloween?
Rap music.
Fuck off, okay? Jesus Christ, you're supposed to say what, and I'm supposed to be the punchline.
All right, go to the next one.
All right, ready?
Yep.
All right. What plants like Halloween the most?
I don't know.
Bamboo.
That was dumb. that was dumb.
Wow.
Yeah. You had a lot of time. That's all you came up with.
You're the only one laughing.
Yeah.
I don't even think our listeners.
They're probably are not. They're probably.
If they are, they're laughing at you.
Yeah.
Guys, fuck off. Jesus.
Yeah. You might want to file those away in the never to be used again box, and just put them away.
You know what?
Yeah.
I put a lot of effort into jokes every week.
I don't, honestly.
I find the first three.
Yeah.
And that's how I search for restaurants, too.
We can tell that, too, sometimes.
That's how I search for the research that I just read what you guys send me.
All right. Well,
I dig very deep.
Glad that you contribute you so much to this podcast.
I do. I drive.
That's it.
That's my contribution.
Sometimes I wish you wouldn't.
I dig very deep when I research.
We know.
Yeah, you guys are very in-depth.
You're a great researcher. We appreciate your research.
I wish that I researched that well when I was in school.
You can research my school stuff.
No, I'd rather not. You need to graduate on your own for the fifth year.
That degree is mine.
It's not the fifth year. I've only been there for 4.5, and it's not my fault.
So technically you're entering your fifth year.
Okay, but it's not my fault. School.
We know it's not your fault. It's still funny to say.
School fault.
Damn, she's in like 17th grade. So yeah, that's it for today.
Where are we going next week?
We are going to Connecticut.
Somewhere in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Back to Connecticut, so Kayla can't find a bathroom.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking
the New Haven Stomper strikes again.
Did you hear what she just said?
What did she say?
I'm gonna bring a shiwi with me.
You know what? You probably should.
You probably wouldn't even use one of those.
Nope. I wouldn't.
We're going back.
I'm afraid to have urine on my hands.
We're going. It wouldn't get on your hands if you properly knew how to pee.
If it doesn't funnel fast enough, it's going to.
No. I don't think it's made to do that.
No.
It's a funnel.
It's like you're being potty trained for the first time. You're so weird. Anyway, back to Connecticut. It's going to be a grand old time.
I hope so.
So, hopefully, Kayla can provide us with a decent restaurant. Since she has a long time to find one.
I don't have as long as I usually have, actually. I only have three days.
You have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Monday.
This is what's going to happen. I'm going to send you guys, like, 12 options, and you're going to be like, I don't like it. Then you're going to send one, and everyone's going to be like, okay, great!
I can't help it that...
That's how it goes, everything!
I can't help it that I am...
But her last one is really good, though.
Yeah, exactly, the Bali house.
Yeah, that was really good.
So,
Blarney Puff!
Maybe Blarney we can Puffs. Go back to fucking... Wherever you picked.
You picked the Noon Hill Grill.
Yeah.
That place was good.
That was a good one.
It was alright. It was good.
That was number two.
You picked the Great Lost Bear.
I did not, actually. You did.
You did. And that was the worst.
That was, like, yeah.
No.
That was worse than any... Like, that was the Sonic that we had at freaking...
It was the worst.
Yeah, like, that was bad.
I would have rather eaten the fucking Boo Oreos again.
Me too.
With no drink and a dry mouth.
You know what? You guys could have went into the restaurants that were in Exeter, but you chose not to. So, don't blame me. All right,
we're not getting into this conversation again.
Yeah, we're not. No, we're definitely not. Anyway, that wraps up today's episode. Thanks for listening. And we hope you come back next week. Follow us on Instagram at ButItsHaunted. Email us, ButItsHaunted@gmail.com. Share more of your stories so we can make another episode about you people, and
just have a great day. Just have a great day.
Rate us on Apple, even if you don't like listen to us on Apple. That would help us a lot. Kayla's out here giving life advice as if she's in any position to do so.
Ready, guys?
What?
Let my people go.
No. And that's it. Bye.
Bye.
Fucking fool.